From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Earlier this month, Border Patrol agents in Southern California were told they could no longer arrest suspected illegal immigrants on city streets just inside the U.S. border. Yesterday, however, a top Border Patrol official reversed that decision, and the Department of Homeland Security is reviewing the policy nationwide. The change intensifies an ongoing dispute between Latino activists and Border Patrol agents. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Eric Kneeler reports.
The 7-mile border zone that divides San Diego and Tijuana, Mexico, is fortified with concrete and steel fences, giant light towers, and more than 1,800 Border Patrol agents. Most of them are equipped with Chevy Blazers and night vision goggles. Despite these odds, thousands of poor, job-seeking immigrants still make it safely across every night. It's the job of border agents like Sean Moran to tell if a person is in the country illegally.
We're going to be looking for people that are dripping wet from maybe crossing through the ocean or crossing a river, that are going to be muddy, dirty. They may have, you know, climbed through a sewage drain to try and avoid detection. So that, it's kind of things like that that you look for.
Sometimes illegal immigrants just start running.
They see us and they just bolt. So that it's, you know, it's our job to catch them and find out why they're running and if they're here illegally.
Moran and other agents also conduct occasional patrols among the gleaming glass and steel skyscrapers of downtown San Diego. They're looking for illegal immigrants getting on buses, trains, and airplanes to their final destinations. But recently, Moran says, officials from the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection changed the rules of the game.
We're no longer allowed to arrest people while en route to our assignments. If we have an agent or a group of agents going from Imperial Beach Station to the airport, to the bus station, if they see someone that they know is illegal or they suspect of being illegal, they can't even stop and talk to them, let alone arrest them.
This pullback from urban patrols was announced August 8th in a memo sent to border agents in Southern California. It followed a series of sweeps through Hispanic neighborhoods in San Diego and Orange County. One recent arrest nearly caused an international incident. A Mexican family was arrested in front of the Mexican consulate in San Diego. Deputy Consul Javier Diaz says Mexican residents need to be allowed access to their government representatives.
People are afraid to come to the consulate. They won't be able to get the consular services that we are here for and which are contemplated in the international treaties that have signed many countries in the world, including Mexico and the United States.
After Mexican officials protested the arrests, Border Patrol higher-ups restricted their own agents. Ben Bauman is a spokesman for the Border Patrol in San Diego. He says the recent memo was meant to rein in some agents who became overzealous in chasing suspected illegal immigrants. Bauman says the dispute will not result in a weaker border.
Last year, San Diego sector made over 100,000 arrests. You know, we have an extremely effective border strategy. Nothing has changed from previous years. We will be just as effective as we ever were.
But local immigrants' rights groups have long protested the Border Patrol's operations in urban areas. Benjamin Prado, co-director of the Raza Rights Coalition, led just such a protest at the border fence this week. Prado says agents go too far in detaining people in Hispanic neighborhoods.
It should be a fundamental right for somebody to be able to go and take their child to school without being detained, to go and wash their clothes without being detained, to go and in fact buy groceries without being detained. And that is what is happening within our community.
And now the dispute has taken another turn. Yesterday, Robert Bonner, commissioner of the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection, rescinded the August 8th memo, saying it was overly restrictive. Bonner has now begun a nationwide review of how far his agents can go beyond the border to detain suspected illegal immigrants. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.